Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having George Troy back on the show. George is a consultant with the Grayson Company. He's the author of The Five Laws of Retail, and he's an expert in the supply chain and how that supply chain manifests on Main Street. And he's here to talk to us about the holidays and retail, and even we're going to talk even a little global retail. George Troy, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Jim. It's nice to talk to you again.
It's good to have you back. So talk to us. Give us a little report on where you think retail is these days. I mean, I've reported on it over the last couple of years on the challenges retail is having, especially the big boxes. We've heard about retail Armageddon. There still are thousands of big box retail installations closing up this year. There have been thousands over the last two or three years, more to come. What do you think? Where are they, and how do you reconcile that with what's going on Main Street?
Oh, you know, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked it. There's lots to say about that. But the main thing is that it's in a continuous state of flux. There's always change. This isn't anything new. Right now, a lot of people have been talking about the differences between bricks and mortar and online businesses and online retail, or bricks and clicks. That's not a new thing. What people have to do is concentrate on their brand and their product and their customer service, and it doesn't matter necessarily how you sell it. Customers are going to be, expecting to have availability to your product, to your brand, through every channel, and that's what the real challenge is, and that people are trying to figure out. But I think that one of the most interesting things that's happening right now is that these, you know, for bricks and mortar, for stores, is that there are a lot of people repurposing stores for different reasons. In those malls, those big malls, which are in the suburbs all over the country, mm-hmm. are not going away. They're usually in great locations. There are terrific developers who invested a lot of money in them, and they're trying new things. So what I would say to some of your listeners is that there's opportunity here, too. One of the things, in fact, I was in New York a few weeks ago and met with some of the developers of the Simon Group. We're one of the larger developers of malls in the country. And one of the things they're doing is making it a lot easier for what are sometimes called pop-ups or temporary stores. Hmm. So if a person has an idea for a store, but they don't want to invest in a 10-year lease and invest a whole lot of money, they can have a temporary store for a month.
So it's like an incubator, like a retail incubator.
Exactly. And your risk is a lot less. And in some cases, the mall will even run it for you. You have the brand, you have the product, and they will provide the equipment, the registers, even the people to sell it. So, you know, there are a lot of things happening there that are to the retailer's advantage right now. And it's not just all gloom and broom.
See, that's a really good – I like that. I had not heard of that before. But, see, that's the classic incubator model. Most – When you go to business incubators, entrepreneurial centers around the country, most of them are kind of B2B type of businesses. You know, they're more commercial, industrial, not quite so many very few retailers, really. I mean, their product might ultimately be to retailers, but they themselves, that company themselves is not a retailer. They're a wholesaler, or a developer, or a manufacturer. But what you're describing, what you just described is an exact – incubator model, and for somebody to be able to try out a retail idea, or whether it be a boutique or whatever it might be, and have that kind of those kinds of resources made available to them, so they don't have to, as you say, commit the farm for to get this thing off the ground. That's really going to be helpful.
Well, that's right. And, you know, the opportunity is really there for small businesses especially. As the, you know, all the big businesses that are around started out small, Jim. So, and that's still happening even today. So there are
Walmart's a perfect example of that. Macy's is a perfect example of that. Sears is a perfect example of that. That's exactly right. If you know the history of those. George, I need your website, please.
My website is georgetroy.com.
And the book is called The 5 Laws of Retail. What do they find when they get to your website?
Well, they're going to find this podcast, for one thing, right away. And then they're going to find other blogs that I've recently written and helpful hints that I think will help anybody run their business.
All right. So check that out, georgetroy.com. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Quick break. Right back with George. More to come. He's going to London soon. I'm going to ask you about that after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.